It's time to spill
the tea.
Hello!
You there, and welcome to A Spoonful of Theatre.
And we are back with another Spill the Tea episode.
Yes, and we are currently outside the Capitol Theatre after watching Dream Academy's Dim Sum Dollies, The History of Singapore, 60 Sexy Years. Now, TJ, what have we just watched?
I was thinking exactly the same thing. I think to anyone that doesn't know what the Dim Sum Dollies are, I would say the closest thing I can say, it's like the Singaporean Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Meets French and Saunders.
Yes.
Meets a little bit of Little Britain, Singaporean style.
I agree with you there.
So it's basically kind of a comedy variety show.
It is.
Lots of singing, lots of dancing. Kind of the old school cabarets. You know, there's lots of glitz and glam, tits and teeth.
Yeah.
Generally just a fun night out.
Yes, I completely agree with you there. For me, what came to my mind is the Royal Variety Show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was laugh out loud variety.
Yes.
And, well, the royal aspect, it's performing royalty in the Singapore world of performance. I mean,
absolutely.
You've got the girls, the Dim Sum Dollies.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Ho San Leong. Mm-hmm. It was just tremendous.
Yeah,
really was good.
I agree. And you know what I was thinking? Because our last review was of six. And you know they had six sassy women up there. They had half the women, but double the fun.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
And double the sass as well.
Yes, double the sass, double the sex. So six move aside because Singapore Dim Sum Dollies are here.
Though I have to say, those three ladies, they were wonderful.
They were.
And very... very different in terms of character.
Yeah.
And they all suited their characters really well with, Selena, she just absolutely fills the space.
Yeah.
And then Pam, she counters really, really well. And then a new Dim Sum Dolly as well.
Yes.
With the lovely...
With Joe.
And obviously she's super tall.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of the characters that she played, and really belted in some places, really gave it her all.
Yeah.
It just works so well.
Absolutely, I agree. No, they really gelled. I think the chemistry they have together is really beautiful, and I think Glenn, the director, has really brought that out of them in the text. So I think it's just a lot of fun. You can tell they're having a lot of fun, and all the different scenes. You know, they jump into the different roles, and you know, it's not a play. You know, it's skits. It's comedy skits. So you need these kind of over the top, larger than life characters, which is what gives you the belly laughs. You know, really, you could hear people around us really having that kind of belly laugh. They were having such a good time watching it. And so were we, you know.
Yes, we did. I mean, we may not have understood every single joke, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because the energy in the room and I mean, it's acting, you know, the way they react to each other and use their bodies and something like that. It was just hysterical.
It was, yeah. And obviously, you know, big shout out to Hozan as well. You know, Hozan, you know, this is where Hozan shines.
Yes.
You know, this is the sort of show where you put Hozan Leong on stage and he is going to have a wonderful time.
Oh.
And jumping in all of those different characters, really, really well done.
You couldn't have had a better sidekick.
Yeah,
you really couldn't. And he just, I mean, he's a famous face in Singapore, and the room erupted when he came on the stage. And it's testament to his ability, because everyone knows they're in for a laugh, they're in for a good time the moment he comes on the stage, and he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it.
Now, you come for the girls, but you stay for the boys. Oh my goodness, those boys! Wow, absolutely so talented. Those six boys.
They were just wonderful.
Yeah, they were dancing. They were doing flips. They were singing. They were taking their tops off. It really, really added to the, you know, the overall entertainment of the night.
Trying to stick to the PG version here. What I liked about them the most is that those boys, they weren't set dressing.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually part of the show. Mm-hmm. They had their own moments to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that, because you can get a lot of star acts. acts yeah. where the dancers are just in the background. Mm-hmm. These were the boys. They were part of the show, and they were wonderful. They yeah. really were.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, that just goes into the whole show. So all the different skits. What I particularly loved as a musical theatre person is all the little nods to the different musicals. There was
yes.
some Grease nods in there.
Yes.
There was some very obvious Lion King nods. We won't spoil it for you. We want to come and watch and enjoy and get the laughs. But it was just hilarious. Kind of those twists on, you know, Singapore. And I remember we both turned to each other at the beginning because they did this history bit at the beginning very quickly of like going through Singapore history. And we're like, oh, could we finish in 5 minutes if they continue? But
yes.
then we realized that was all the history before the 60s,
yes.
so it's 60 years. But that was really funny as well.
And I would love to have been in that writer's room.
Mm-hmm.
And how they came.
Well, in Selena's bedroom. I don't know whether she'd want you in there, Sam.
But where the ideas came from, the parodies,
yes.
I'm speechless because it was such good writing,
mm-hmm.
And so well delivered.
Yes.
In any language that they spoke on stage, it was just wonderful. TJ, what complemented that though was the production design.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Oh, I just want the costumes were absolutely stunning, and I would not want to be a dresser backstage because I don't know how many costumes they have in this show, but it's ridiculous, and every single one of them is glitzy, it's glamorous, it's fun, it's camp. And it just, you were just so excited to see what they were going to come out in next. And the costumes almost had the costumes were a character in themselves.
Yes, they were. They were.
And it didn't take away, but it really heightened.
Yes,
my goodness.
It definitely did.
So I just loved the costumes.
I loved the multimedia aspect mm-hmm. of well. The multimedia director, would that be right in saying here?
Yes.
They've done a wonderful job mm-hmm. there. And again, absolutely heightened it. There's mm-hmm. A wonderful nod to Netflix
yes.
That just floored me
yes.
and floored the audience mm-hmm. and was really relevant to a Singapore story, which mm-hmm. I'm not going to spoil. But again, very, very clever and very, mm. very vibrant. And yeah, they really nailed the production
yeah.
design.
Now, I do have to go into a bit of a nitpick. And to be honest, sorry we're on this positivity train. But it is a nitpick with the theatre itself, because the sound of this theatre for me is just not great. Because especially with the singing, you really lose. It's the building. It's not the sound design.
Mm.
But the building, we lost a lot of the diction in the songs. So there was so many times in the songs, because of the Capitol Theatre, sound design, and not the sound design of the show, but the building, we just lose the lyrics there, and that did spoil it for me at times, because I was just like, I'm missing the jokes because I don't always hear it.
I see where you're coming from, but I'm going to disagree with you. This is becoming a bit common, actually.
Ooh.
We're starting to disagree with each other a little bit more.
Stay tuned, everyone. It's getting more interesting every episode.
No, this is my first time in the Capitol mm-hmm. Theatre, and I really loved, aesthetically, I love the mm-hmm. The venue on an aesthetic point of view, but also given the nature of the show, I don't think you could have put it anywhere else, in my opinion.
Show in any theatre, Sam.
No,
promise.
I don't think. I think if you put it at MBS, I think it would have been
MBS,
too big.
We're not talking MBS, no.
no, I think. It suited the space.
It suited the space, but what I'm telling you is, it's a sound designer's nightmare, this room. The sound just gets dissipated.
Yes.
But anyways, that is a tiny thing, and it's got nothing to do with the show itself.
No. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably already know by now, is that as soon as TJ and I come out of the theatre and give our review, we will give a Spoonful's rating. Shall we give it a go?
Let's give it a go.
Okay,
already.
After the count of three.
After three.
One, two, three, five.
Ooh!
Again!
Wow, we are different again.
We are different again. For me, I just think the writing, the variety, mm-hmm. The production design, and I think they've done this at the right time of the year. You know, mm-hmm. it's festive season. We love, you know, we want to be jolly and have a good time. I just absolutely loved it from start till finish.
And to be, I loved it from start to finish. So my four is not a negative necessarily. For me, I'm just very picky about my fives. Like, for me, a five is like, wow, that blew my head off. It is their opening night tonight. So we watched the opening night, and it's not even gala night tonight. So this is almost preview night. So we do have to be a little bit gracious there, because I'm sure, I mean, I have no idea what's going on, but knowing how these things work, they probably just finished their tech run about a few hours ago and then had to go straight on stage in front of an audience. I'm sure it will settle a little bit, but for me it was just there's a couple of little things here and there that I would kind of tweak and tighten up here and there, but I'm sure that will happen as the show continues. An absolutely fabulous night at the theatre overall. Who would you say the show's for, Sam?
I would say it is definitely for a local audience. I think perhaps of a certain age, probably the more millennial up. But there were some young members in the crowd. A foreign audience?
Well, do you know what? We're two Anglos here. We just had a great time.
We did.
So, you know, and I think to be honest, I think it's a good night. If you've lived in Singapore for more than for more than 2 years, you'll get a lot of the
jokes. I agree. Yes, that's what I mean.
But it is a great night out at the theatre, and I think anyone can come and have fun and soak in the atmosphere, and I really hope it does very well. And it is playing here until the 21st of December at the Capitol Theatre.
And you can get your tickets on Systic.
Absolutely.
Now then, dear, my tea's gone cold. Shall we leave it there?
I think we should. So thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode of Spill the Tea.
And to the cast and crew of Dream Academy's Dim Sum Dollies, The History of Singapore, 60 Sexy Years.
And to anyone else performing in Singapore theatre,
break a leg.